Hot 1027 Business.
All right, welcome back to Hot Business on Hot 1027. It is CEO interview time. Today we are speaking to Rob Field, the CFO of RCL Foods. Rob, good evening. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us.
Yes, and good evening to you and your listeners too.
Thank you very much. So you put out a very decent set of results, actually. Looking at this, revenue up some 10% to 34.9 billion. That is massive growth. So firstly, congratulations. And secondly, what was the primary driver behind what turned this around so much?
So yeah, it's on the revenue front, it's pretty much across the board. All the parts of our business, and they are varied, have contributed. Have to acknowledge there's underlying inflationary impact there. Growing core volumes in key categories that we're trying to grow, but there's also a recovery in our chicken business. But sadly, yeah, an inflationary component there. So 10% growth looks impressive, but the underlying price and growth is obviously something that's of concern.
Yeah, okay. All right. So and dividends stayed stable. So I'm guessing that I guess my question is really how much is that supply inflation really impacting you? I mean, is this a sustainable position that you're in? Do you think it's going to start eroding into margins going forward?
So you can see from our headline results that margins have been shaved a little bit this period, and we've done everything we possibly can to try and shield the consumer as much as we can, and been really efficiency focused to try and not have to pass across what were very significant input cost increases, mostly because all of our businesses have significant exposure to input commodity costs. That have rallied significantly over this past year. So to limit the amount of increase to what we have and only have a small amount of margin compression is something while we arrive at a view that our results are resilient and rather pleasing.
Look, I mean, the market thinks so too, up just under 10% today. It was very, very well done. So the market really enjoyed that. Okay, different line of questioning, I guess. Chicken tariffs, how much do you think that is going to impact? There's been a lot of news about that recently. How much is that going to impact your business?
Yeah, it's difficult to say. So maybe just to clarify that the normal tariff structure remains in place. What has been suspended is the anti-dumping duty for a period of 12 months. So we do anticipate that dumped imports will come, especially from Brazil, over the next 12 months. And so that is of concern because it is a highly traded commodity category that relies on a semblance of balance between supply and demand for reasonable prices to be realized. And it's a category that's under pressure from AI and high input costs. So it is a worry. It's possibly more a worry because it flies in the face of the agreements with the government around the poultry master plan, which premises itself on protection from this very thing, dumping. So that's probably of a greater concern. We'll have to wait and see to the extent to which imports flood into the market.
So there's no real way of predicting now, I guess. But we do also know that the quality of the chicken that comes from Brazil is generally a bit lower than the stuff we make here. So hopefully the consumer, chooses the better product as well.
Yeah, hopefully so.
All right. And then in terms of the sugar mills business, are you maybe thinking about buying out Tongaat?
Please, no. I'll say that tongue-in-cheek. We're very, very proud of our sugar business, rather, and they've performed exceptionally well over the last 2 to 3 years. And really, we've got a mantra internally in terms of focusing on what we can control, and they've taken a significant amount of cost out, and I think different to our competitors, we've crushed our pain. So Tongaat has its own challenges. I'd rather not go there, but no, we won't be in any queue.
Okay. All right, I just want to sort of, you said crushed our cane. Just explain what you mean by that?
So we've got obviously an invested footprint in our mills, and you get the best return when you have the highest throughput through that invested capacity.
Yeah.
And so you obviously try your best. So you're growing a crop here, so it's never perfectly predictable in terms of conditions. But if you can get all of your cane off your fields and through your mill, you get your maximized return profile.
Right, and not have any wastage, because that is often a problem in just general farming, right?
Correct.
Well, a very robust set of results. Thank you very much for taking the time to chat about them.
Absolute pleasure.
I really appreciate your time. I think that there are one or two traders out there that are probably a bit sad to hear there's no Tongat play on the cards here. But, I mean, you make a fair point. Stick to your knitting. Do what you know you can do really well. And it seems to pay off. And I hope that the Brazilian chicken dumping thing does not become a big topic over the next 12 months. But I guess no one can tell the future. We shall see what happens.
Correct.
But, yeah, thank you very much for your time. That was Rob Field. Nice to have you. The Chief Financial Officer, Rob Field, from RCL Foods.
Hot 102.7 Business.